This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dribbles in, Spencer on his hip. Pass to GP2, back to Pajemski. He'll fake, shoot over Spencer, and hits a three. Well, what a great bounce-back night for him.
Triple threat, yep. Jab step, in your eye.
Pajemski, I believe, has 20 now.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Pods. Thanks, Pods. Appreciate it.
23, Steiny.
Warriors go to 3-1 with a win last night, and it's been a week now, and we're kind of taking stock of what Jonathan Kuminga's been up to, and the reality of the situation is he's almost doubling his assist and rebound averages from a year ago, at least through four games, and that's all anybody, I believe, was waiting for. And he's doing it. I went back, Goo.
Yeah.
This is the best four-game rebounding stretch. He only had one rebounding stretch like this last year where he got more than 32 rebounds in four games. So what he's doing rebounding the basketball right now is obviously different than how he's been attacking the glass in the past.
Yeah, and, you know, you need to put a straitjacket, you and Evan, on me, because it's so hard for me not to just look down the road and, you know, an injury could pop up, a sprained ankle, anything. So I got to slow my roll, and it's about the Clippers tonight, but we're rejoicing in a great 3-1 stretch, right? So I'm looking at Jonathan Kuminga, Steiny. If this keeps up and you guarantee me health, you guarantee this team health, the Warriors are going to be a problem. Okay, that we already know, and that's a big if. But just from a Jonathan Kuminga standpoint, Steiny, I talked about maybe he could, you know, look and think about and visualize having his hands on the Sixth Man of the Year award. But now I'm starting to think again, and you can throw water on me. I mean, man, he might be up for most improved if you keep playing like this. And now the big three, Kerr, can lean and count on you. And all I got to do and say to myself is, why is this transformation happening, partner, is he saw how funky and close it got, and he said as much yesterday or before the game, he wanted to add some stuff to his game that he felt like was lacking, and man, it's just been fun to watch early on. That's just it. Nobody can say, and I did, oh, the field goal percentage from the other team, but other than that, Steiny, this team, they're clicking early.
I mean, like, I feel like the way I've always thought about Kuminga is when he got into the league, he had a long way to go in terms of figuring out how to play NBA basketball. And I remember saying this like a year or two ago. Like, you know how I look at Kuminga right now? He just got out of college. He's a rookie. He was at the University of Golden State for the last 4 years. And he finally graduated, and now after 4 years, he's a more mature player. He's his body's filled out a little more.
Yeah.
He understands the game more. And the timing is that after 4 years, it looks like something's happened with his game and he's become a better player.
Yeah.
Can he keep it up?
There it is. And can they keep it up? And right now he's not forcing it. Again, you know, we're talking about Pods this night. Got to give him credit along with Moody, and we're giving the team credit. But, Stoney, I like the flow. The ball's moving. You said it, popping offensively, almost 40 assists yesterday. But, man, if they keep this up, which I expect them to, all I need to see now is the other domino. It's early, but we've seen Horford sit. I didn't like to sit two games in a row, but, hey, they know what they're doing. But the bottom line is how others can step up when maybe the unks are not on the floor or even available that night.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way I look at it is the young guys were good last night against Memphis. They really helped you win that game.
Okay
tonight is the Clippers.
Yep.
A much different team. Playing for way more than the Memphis Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. So maybe you don't rely on the younger guys as much, but they're going to have to give you something. You would think. This is a super chat on the YouTube chat from Alan Day.
Okay.
$4.99. Jonathan Kuminga knows that he's underpaid, especially looking at guys like JJJ. That's Jaren Jackson Jr. And his play will get him to the open market this summer. Well, the Warriors have a team option, so he doesn't have to get to free agency this summer if they don't want him to.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it all plays out. But the Warriors have him under control the rest of this year and all of next if they want.
Yeah, and he's just playing free, man. It feels that way and looks
you know,
that way.
You know what's funny is
I'm
not disagreeing that he's playing free, but he's also playing just better.
Yeah.
He's playing smarter. He's playing more efficient.
Yeah. Real quick, he made a couple bad passes early on, and I think in the past, Donnie, that might have got him to the bench.
Maybe.
And he's able to play that out, and if he feels like he's able to overcome a mistake, like what that can do for your psyche and confidence. And right now, it looks like it's doing a whole hell of a lot.
You know, the great Red Auerbach once described two kinds of players. He was talking about a certain kind of player. He says, certain players come to play. They come to play. And other guys come to win. And I feel like Jonathan Kuminga is learning the difference between playing and playing winning basketball.
Mm.
And I'm not here to run him down for the last 4 years because he's doing it right now, but he has been evolving. And it looks like this year he might have some staying power. So makes the season more interesting, gives the Warriors a bigger upside, you would think.
No, I was just going there. Like, where can they finish, man?
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Mel in Moraga. Hey, Mel, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How we doing today? Love the show.
Thank you.
I think I even love the improvement of Kuminga more so than the show. I've been kind of an anti-Kuminga guy, but he's clearly changed, right? The one thing that concerns me is when they put him at the point guard position. Goo, you just mentioned a couple of those bad passes. Is when he's playing what looks like he's playing the point, to me, will never work. If he's cutting and moving and rebounding, he's going to be just a massive addition. But I kind of wanted to steer the conversation to, instead of internally with the Dubs, to the whole NBA look now. And how do you guys think the Warriors will be against Wembanyama? Is clearly taking his game to next level at 7'5". You've got Oak City with massive size. Indiana's a little down, but they're so big. How are we going to look against those AA teams just based on size? And I'll take it off the air, but I love the show, guys.
Appreciate it. Well, I think tonight's going to be the first indication because Zubats plays well against the Warriors. They've had trouble against him, but now they got Al Horford. So can Horford change that dynamic a little bit? They also have Kawhi Leonard and James Harden still.
Yeah, Bradley Beal, Chris
Paul. they've got veteran players, and kind of just interested to see who plays tonight. If Kerr will stay, maybe with the veterans more because they're actually playing a veteran type team, and Maybe Kerr feels like it might be too much for the young guys. Not to play. Of course, they're going to play, but this is a game where you'd figure the veterans will be leaned on a little bit.
No doubt. And I'm waiting on that game where defensively the Warriors suffocate you. You know,
I don't know if they can do that.
And that's why I'm going to monitor that, or we'll monitor that, the opposing team's field goal percentage, because if he's talking about the AA teams or the top tier teams, all those guys got guys, you know, SGA and OKC, Wimby. And we saw out of shape Jokic, but we saw what Gordon did. So I'm monitoring that moving forward, like, because I love everything I'm seeing offensively too. And they're not playing bad, D. Steiny. Obviously, they're winning the games. But that Portland game, that got ugly early, and I know that was a back-to-back. But, man, when you got athletes that can get out there and run like deer in the woods, you know, what's your counter? And Friday got away from them. But I think tonight with the Clippers, as you mentioned, it'll be a good test.
I also think that we got to be a little bit careful about, the Warriors, because Portland, I mean, they looked younger, they looked faster, they looked bigger, they looked more athletic, and it remains to be seen what this team can do against Houston. We saw how Houston defended the Warriors last year. OKC is a bigger, more athletic team. So every team's kind of a different challenge, and tonight the Clippers are good, but they're different.
Yeah.
You know, they're an older team, and they'll try to beat you in the half court.
Yeah, I remember that last game of the season against them last year, and they've added, you know, Chris Paul and Bradley Beal. So, again, I love that Hoop's back, Steiny. I just don't understand how the Warriors draw the card of two back-to-backs this quick, but you can't cry. But 8 o'clock game, like, will that affect the players or not? Forget the fans, you and I, and how I'm going to watch it, but what? No biggie, huh? I guess the Clippers used to play at 7:30.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. Let's go to BB in Alameda. Hey, BB, how you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Man, loving these Dubs right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
3-1.
Perfect. So the three youngsters are balling out, man. Pods used to frustrate me, get right under that basket and do 15 pivots and just do nothing. But now he was, yesterday, he knew what he wanted to do. He had a floater going. He had a little fadeaway going, or he'd dish it out. Moody, perfect 3-and-D player. That's exactly what we needed from him. He's coming into his form. Kuminga, his basketball IQ is finally catching up to his athletic ability. The Warriors don't run any plays, so it's a feel game. And for a player that doesn't have a high basketball IQ, it's going to take him a little bit longer to get a feel for the game. I do want to give some major flowers to Quentin Post, though. He's finally using his height and his weight to his advantage. He had a blocked jaw floater. He was part of a trap from the half court and sideline that he just stood there. He can't move that big object. And he had a one-handed rebound where he was blocking out the defender and had one-handed rebound using his height and his weight finally to his advantage, putting it all together. I am hyped up about this year. As long as we are healthy, like Butler said, if you got Steph Curry, you always got a chance. So
wow.
If we got health, man, we going for number 5 for Steph. Let's go.
Look at
Steph.
Him. Okay.
Thanks, BB.
Yeah.
You're listening.
BB's fired up. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. This is Steph Curry on 4 players scoring 20 points, and he wasn't one of them.
It's just our offense is kind of designed, you know, over the course of 82. You know how certain teams defend, and if we're able to move the ball, take care of it. We had a little rough patch in the first half, but for the most part, especially in that third quarter, when we take care of the ball, we create good shots. Everybody's capable of finishing plays. Knowing how I can be an off-ball threat, create some chaos. We got to the line, guys knocked them down. Mo came in. Huge energy for us, so that's how you get through a regular season. You know, just the unpredictability, but the confidence that, you know, everybody can step up.
All right, Steph Curry talking about that's how you get through a regular season.
Yeah. And that's what we talked about, the benefit of other guys, the youngsters carrying their weight and more.
We can talk about the defense. What was the stat that you talked about?
That was the sixth time in Steph Curry's career that four of his teammates scored 20 points, and he wasn't one of them.
I meant that other one about the Warriors' defense.
53% opposing field goal percentage, so teams are scoring.
Yeah. And we're wondering if that's maybe red flag for the future. Yeah, I think it is.
All right.
I think this team, if you ask me what their weakness is, it's still size,
right,
athleticism, and length. And to me, I don't think they have the personnel to be a great defensive team because they don't have a lot of size, length, and athleticism, and they don't have a ton of like really small, quicker guys. So I don't know that they're going to be able to change the way other teams play.
So now it's can you get personnel. The timely stops, right? If yeah. you're right, it's the stops when you need them most.
Yeah. This from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Does J.K. come off the bench with Horford starting? I don't think Horford's going to start.
Mm.
He didn't start. He hasn't started yet, well, right?
You're right.
So I think Horford's coming off the bench, and
they're going to need him against Zubac tonight. So this is a good test.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll start or not. Maybe he goes with the lineup that he never thought of before the other night, and that's Curry, Kuminga, Butler, Green, and Horford.
Hmm.
Who knows? Let's go to Austin in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just glad. I just want to say this is like a Jordan Poole thing all over again for Kuminga. You know, Jordan Poole, when he first came in, he got a chance right away from the injuries and whatnot, and going to the D-League after the next year. But with Kuminga's case, it's an opportunity that he never got. We all knew he can do the things that he's doing right now. It's just an opportunity that Steve Kerr didn't give him. Now that they realize they're getting old, they have to use Kuminga. They have to use these young players. And by them doing that, he's performing. He's just keeping his head down, keeping his mouth closed, and doing what he got to do on the court. I like it. And like you said, the only piece that we're missing is a big piece that can run the floor with them. And that's athleticism from the center spot. Other than that, man, hey, I'm looking forward to a good game. And not only that, did y'all see what the Jazz did to the Clippers? Them young legs ran them out the court.
Yeah, so, yeah, opening night.
See what we're going to get tonight.
Opening night. I appreciate it, Austin. Open it. Opening night. Yeah.
Then the Jazz lost to the Kings.
Boy.
And the Clippers have won two games.
Marking to score 50, though, Stoney.
Well, that's all that's matters. That's really all that matters in the NBA these
Dude,
days.
This the scoring's
Let's
up.
Set a record for most 50-point games.
Yeah.
Well, Gordon's kind of the outlier. Like, have you looked at some of the lines for these 50-point games? Like, Markkanen was 17 of 17 at the free throw line.
Well, I know Reeves went to the line
26 times.
He had 41 last night in the loss.
It's free throws. Like, wow. There are so many more whistles now, it feels like. And I don't know if it's because of the point of emphasis
and
stuff.
And I don't like it, E.
Guys are getting to the free throw line at a ridiculous clip to begin the year. Like, I looked at it the other day. It's only, you know, five games. But on average, there's seven more free throws across the league being taken than last year.
Austin Reeves shot 22 free throws against the Kings. He had more than the Kings team combined.
So dumb.
So
dumb.
SGA's beautiful, Stoney, but I hate the whistle he gets. It's like, man, you can't even breathe on him.
It's they've created a league that's encouraging getting to the free throw line. Like, a lot. I mean, nobody wants to see free throws.
No doubt.
Or that many of them. Anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. This is more Steph Curry on the younger guys.
It's huge. Like, it's, you got me, Draymond, Jimmy, you know, trying to be the anchors. But when you have JK playing the way he has to start the year, me, BP starting to, you know, figure out his spots and his confidence and keeping, you know, things simple. now that you got Mo back, you got another guy that can space the floor, knock down shots. Will coming in, change the game defensively for us, cutting off the ball. Like, everybody has value, and we need everybody to contribute on a night-to-night basis. And if it's not your night, stat-wise, like, whether you play 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, come with the right energy, because we feed off of it.
All right, Steph Curry talking about the younger guys and the boost they gave him last night.
Yeah, Buddy Hield, Donnie, 18 minutes, you know, didn't shoot it well, 2 of 7, 0 of 5 from 3. Gary Payton, 10 minutes. Spencer got in for the 1 minute, but Gee Santos got in, and along with Trace Jackson Davis. So I just believe in shocker, you know, right now you could say the Warriors' strength in numbers is part of their mantra.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. What's up, Gary? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Woke up. It's a good day. I've been the fastest 60. I take the season every 20 games. I'll see what they – because they got to go up against the big boys.
Yeah.
And you guys know it's pretty soon the legs will go because it'll be a jump-shooting team. I want them to win, of course. But when you start going up against the big boys and the physicality and all, and you guys know your legs wear out on jump shots. They don't get a lot of easy shots. And I think this is a style the league wants, up and down, up and down. I mean, the WNBA, the officiating was horrible. They let the ladies play physical as hell.
Man.
And in the NBA, you can't tap, but you can't, like with SGA, you can't even breathe on him and it goes, like he goes to the line, or Harden or somebody like that. They got to balance that out because nobody wants to watch, you know, this type of basketball. I mean, it's the ABA, which they're trying to do, it seems like. But with the Warriors, it's just like, if you don't have a big guy to get easy shots in the paint, it helps the legs of everybody else because you just got to work so much harder up and down the court. And when you start going against all the teams in the league that are physical and big time, like tonight, you got it'll be a different story because they have the way they can shut guys down because of their size.
Good stuff, Gary. Appreciate it.
Evan makes a good point, too. I'm over here talking about SGA and his whistle. Jimmy gets one of the best whistles in the game, too.
Is there anything more frustrating than a guy shooting a three and then getting called for a foul and the guy goes to the line for three free throws?
Yeah.
I mean, well, is that like,
it's
is
5 seconds
fun?
After. It's like,
but is that
it's
fun?
A foul or no, it's not fun.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
It's an eyesore and it prolongs the game for the wrong reason to me.
I mean, it's just, it is, to me, it is
un-freaking
believable the way the game is so catered toward perimeter players. They give them every break in the book. You can't, like, think about it. The way I think about it is they call the game closer on the perimeter than they do on the interior.
Wow, man.
Like, they'll let ticky-tack stuff go inside. And then outside, you can't touch a guy.
Yeah. Austin and San Jose
like
saying,
it.
You know, again, the product's not good, Stoney. Nobody wants to watch the player free throws. But I will say this, and I've stood on it, and I've said it to you, and you might not remember. I was offended watching the physicality or what the refs in the WNBA would allow those players to go. I'm like, that's a misdemeanor. But they would swallow the whistle, and here we are. You know, in the league, Stoney, and it's foul central right now. What does that do if this keeps up in regard to, I thought you needed to have a good defense to win it?
I think it benefits the Warriors.
Mm.
I do.
Mm. Well, Jimmy, for sure, because he's a master at it.
He is.
And now Kuminga, I mean, they kept giving it to him, and he kept getting fouled last night, and they were fouls. I'm like, oh, boy, if you get this starting to pop off with him, I mean, you're in trouble.
Well, to me, even more important is he's making free throws.
There you go, 75-6%.
You can't, you know, if he's going to line 8 times a game, he can't be making 4 or 5 of them. And last night, I think he was 7 for 8. He's got to make teams pay for fouling him. And, like, that's how he needs to take care of that's where he needs to take advantage of his athleticism. 8
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get real good production yesterday from their younger players, particularly Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody.
Yeah.
They carried the Warriors for the most part last night against Memphis. And now tonight, here comes a veteran team.
I'm excited.
In the LA Clippers. And now, according to Steph Curry, that was the big thing when he said that's the way you get through a regular season. So that to me tells me
the blueprint
that he thinks, like, they should not look beat up tonight. Mm. That's what I heard Curry say, is like the way they played last night allows the older guys a little more rest to get them more prepared for a back to back. So we'll see if you know, if there's a tangible result there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kuminga, Pods, and Moody, they're growing up. They've been growing up. Are they finally here? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.